Senate will come to order. Our chaplain today is again the Pastor Ken. Would senators indicate their presence by voting affirmatively? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 members present. Senators Ray and Sumner are excused from the call of Senate today.
Now, our chaplain today is Pastor Ken Smith. Chaplain of the Lake.
Let us bow in prayer. Father God, we do not wish to be conned into doing your will this day, but as we convene, may we convey our convictions with concise concurrence, in spite of convivial controversy. May our conversation be controlled, that no contempt might be connected with each other or our concerns. As we constitute consonants, might it be consistent with our conscience and convictions, that the consequence of our consent be a continual concern for cooperation. As we contribute to the continuance of this state, Father, consider our prayer, for it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Senator Sackett. Without objection. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Huber. There being no objection, so ordered. Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 60th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Yes, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 60th day be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Introduction to guests, yes. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, we are indeed honored today with someone in the gallery, which I'm sure most all of us know, a real celebrity in Alaska, Major Carl Handel.
Senator Tillion. Senator Cotulla.
President, it gives me great pleasure today to introduce a family that contributed in the last year a great deal to Alaska. Husband has given a great deal of his time to future of Alaskan agriculture. Incidentally, you get kind of a good feeling about the free enterprise system when, you know, in one lifetime, a family can build, put together a farming operation that's larger than the floor of the mountains Valley and is brings in considerably more into the economic system and the total agricultural productivity of Alaska. And still take the time to help us out and advise us, Mr. and Mrs. Grady Nichols, and to Hill Farm.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the other house?
Message of March 10, the House has passed the following. House Bill number 203 by Representatives Gardner, Miller, and Freeman. An act relating to pay differentials between state employees residing inside and outside the state.
Labor and Management and Finance.
House Bill number 226 by Representatives Specking and Gardner. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Office of the Governor, Pipeline Coordinator's Office, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications this
standing
morning.
Standing committee reports.
Mr. President.
Senator.
I'd like to have a quick look at that bill. We just signed by the Office
of that's House Bill 226.
Yes, sir.
Make the first referral State Affairs and the second referral Finance.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee has had Senate Bill 47, allowing municipal property tax exemptions for improvements to real property, under consideration, and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Orsini, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ferguson, Willis, Sumner, and Hackney. 47 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Finance Committee has had Senate Bill 135, Participation of Employees of North Pacific Fishery Management Council in Public Employees Retirement System, under consideration and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title with a letter of intent and that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Sackett, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Holman, Meeland, Tillian, and Butrovich. Senator Orsini signed do not pass. There's no further referral of 135.
Rules.
The Commerce Committee has had committee substitute for House Bill number 35 relating to construction contractors under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Bradley, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Poland, Ray, and Hackney. House Bill 35 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Commerce Committee has had House Bill 141 transferring the trademark function to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley and Senator Hackney signed do pass. Senators Ray, Sumner, and Poland signed no recommendation. They further recommend that it be referred to finance.
Finance.
There are no other standing committee reports. Oh, I have one more. The Rules Committee has had committee substitute for House Bill number 122, Supplemental Appropriation to Alaska Pipeline Commission under consideration, and the committee recommends that it be placed on the calendar. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Holman. This bill will appear on Monday's calendar. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 18 by Senator Curtula relating to the youth airfare from Anchorage, Alaska to Europe.
Rules.
There are no other resolutions.
Introduction of bills.
Senate Bill number 236 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act establishing an oil and gas corporate franchise tax and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance.
Senate Bill number 237 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the oil and gas exploration, production, and pipeline and marine transportation property tax and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance.
Senate Bill number 238 of the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the oil and gas properties production tax and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance.
Senate Bill number 239 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the residential fuel credit and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance.
Senate Bill number 240 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act amending the oil and gas reserves ad valorem tax.
Resources and finance.
Senate Bill number 241 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to selection and transfer of state land to municipalities and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs and Finance. Resource Chairman may want to take a look at that. I think it has to do with the 10% entitlement of boroughs and cities, primarily. But if you want an additional referral, I will give it to you. Advise me, all right.
Senate Bill number 242 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to treatment of alcoholism and drug abuse and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance. Carries with it a zero fiscal note. But I think it combines several departments. I think it probably should still go to finance.
Senate Bill number 243 by Senator Croft, an act relating to the rate of interest on delinquent tax payments.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 244 by Senator Croft, an act relating to special officers.
Labor and Management and Finance.
Senate Bill number 245 by Senator Hackney, an act relating to the health and welfare of women undergoing an abortion.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 246 by Senators Holman, Sackett, Huber, Ferguson, Rohde, Coletta, and Ray, an act relating to the State Board of Education and the Commissioner of Education.
Health, Education, Social Services.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 215 by Senator Huber, an act providing for state withdrawal from federal old age and survivor's insurance.
State Affairs and Finance.
There are no other bills.
Brings us to the consideration of our daily calendar. Senator Ziegler.
At this stage of life, sir, we could do one of two things. Either stand at ease and get one more member. If you like a quorum now, I believe we have 10 members present at the meeting. And failing that, to hold these resolutions over to Monday, and I certainly will go either way. It makes no sense to me. But we do like our quorum right now. I don't know where Senator Sumter is. He's not on the finance.
He's excused.
Okay.
Yes. Senator Ray is excused, I believe.
Senator Ray is excused. Senator
Ferguson is here.
Senator Ferguson.
We can stand at ease and have our staff friend on then.
Well, I'm not sure that it's worth wasting the time of the remaining members of the body to do that. Senator Coletta? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Yes, it would be. The calendar has, we've held over the calendar. We do have a notice of reconsideration. That's a notice of...
That was the third meeting. I'll give the notice of reconsideration, Mr. President.
All right, fine. Is there any objection to holding over the notice of reconsideration on House Bill Number 136 until Monday?
My notice of reconsideration, which I gave yesterday, I would prefer we held it over until Tuesday.
Till Tuesday. Is there any objection? There being no objection, the reconsideration on House Bill 136 as amended will be held over until Tuesday. Any other unfinished business? Senator Petula?
Continuation on the land statement. I noticed that the chairman of the state's portion, the state's chairman of the Land Use Planning Committee, seems to also join in the echo that we should give away our land before the federal government takes it from us. That's the way I interpret the fifth plan. Mr. President, I object to that. It's something like joining the Army to beat the draft.
Any further unfinished business? Special orders? Announcements? Committee meetings? Senator Willis? Senator Curtula.
This announcement on Friday evening, Fairbanks, a week from today, we intend to have a hearing on Senate Bill 141.
141 is what, sir?
That's the possibility of suit against the federal government or a compromise between that position and suit on state selection land.
Any further announcements? Senator Hackney. Senator Ziegler?
President, you and Senator Blood and I can be right after adjournment and rules committee, but we'll have a rules committee meeting.
We'll plan on doing that. We'll call down the absent members for that. Senator Poland? Senator Ziegler? Yes, without objection.
Yesterday, Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 67 was transmitted by the House. That's an act related to Uniform Land Sales Practices Act. We referred to the State Affairs Committee and Finance Committee, and I believe since it is a uniform act, presumably for a model act, that a judiciary referral would not be inappropriate.
House Bill 67?
House Bill 67.
Without objection, the final referral will be then to judiciary on House Bill 67. Yes, Senator Petula?
All right, now, since I noticed that Senate Bill 162, which I believe legislation I introduced on the University of Alaska, is up this afternoon, there's no discourtesy intended on my part. I won't be able to attend that meeting. I presume you have other people testify, et cetera. I'm already stuck with the commitment that people from all over the state are attending. That's at Task Force 77 at 2 p.m. in the Grand Hotel. If you're holding it over, I will be happy to give testimony.
Is there any further announcements? Any further business? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, the House has invited the Senate to participate in a going away party for Representative Martha Severson immediately upon adjournment of the House session today in the House Majority Caucus room. Mr. President, there's no further business. I move an unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment at 10 a.m. Monday.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered.